Hello, and welcome to Housewives on Housewives. I'm Raquel.
And I am Becky.
And we're here today talking about The Real Housewives of New York, Season 11, Episode 9, Tears of a Clown.
Is that a song?
Hello.
I don't know. Oh, what song is it? Come on.
It's a Smokey Robinson song.
Okay.
But then,
if I don't know... More than half of our listeners don't know Raquel.
It was also covered by the English Beat.
Hmm?
The song, the Smokey Robinson song.
Was covered by who?
The English Beat.
Oh. Raquel, this is how... I know you don't know this band. It's like a popular band today. It's called Tame Impala.
Never heard of them.
Like I am... Like Impala.
Oh.
And
like a car.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Some of our friends went to see them this week. Like, they were here in Nashville. They were in Charlotte, North Carolina. Several friends were posting about it. I've heard other friends talk about, oh, yeah, they're coming. I always thought it was, like, the names Tame and Paula.
I would think that, too.
That's what I saw it written, and my husband's just like, oh, God.
No, there's definite eye rolls for both of us, because although I do know a lot of music, it stops directly at 1986. If it's anything past that, I have never heard of it.
And if it's music, I don't know. It's like a shot in the dark whether I know who it is or not.
It is. You do come off with some good ones, though.
I'm married to a musician, so I know some good classic stuff. But, all the current stuff, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anyway, this episode is called Tears of a Clown.
Yes. So I'm going to listen to that song later.
Okay.
We begin with Bethany leaving her apartment. And I think last week I said her driver's name was Aldi, the grocery store.
Yes, you did. I thought it was too. Or Ahmed or something like that. You know what it is? It's the same name as Carolyn Manzo's son.
Exactly. Yes. Aldi. And what is it? Was it short for Albert? I think it's short for Albert. Because her Carolyn Manzo's husband's name is Albert.
Oh, yeah. That
and
makes
I think
sense.
He's an Albert Jr. Mm-hmm. So let's call him Aldi.
Well, Aldi.
Aldi. Aldi.
Aldi at the Aldi.
Oh, my God. So his name's Aldi.
Anyway, they're heading out to court because poor Bethany has more shit to go through with her ex-husband.
Her seven-year breakup, divorce, custody battle is still going on. She mentioned she has a contract with Beam, like, I guess Jim Beam.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That she would be fired if she violated so many things, which includes abuse of alcohol or drugs. And basically what her ex-husband has done is after Dennis died of a drug overdose, he tried to demand that Bethany submit for drug testing.
Oh, my God.
And that's what it is. Yeah.
What an asshole this guy is.
I mean, I get it.
I don't. That's the worst.
Well, I mean, it's contention.
Right.
Right. He does know her.
He's doing it to hurt her.
Yeah. You're right. But I also know that it was a shock that this guy died of a drug overdose.
Right.
Like, nobody knew that that we know of. Nobody's like, we knew he had a problem.
Saw it coming.
Yeah.
But this is also the same guy that wouldn't leave her apartment.
No, I get it.
I mean, he just sounds the worst.
No, he does. He does.
But anyway, this has been causing her a ton of stress, clearly.
It has. What stressed me was her confessional look. She had on this coral sequin top. Her hair was flatter than normal, which both of those are okay. What I couldn't get over was her lips. The line was way painted over her lip line.
Oh.
And it looked like a clown lip.
No, you know what it looked like to me?
What?
She got too much filler.
Yeah, but it was, even if she did get too much filler, the lip line was like.
No, it was huge.
Outside of her lip line, and it was so obvious. And it was like, why do you have clown lips like painted on right now?
I was, because you, they would go back. I noticed it too, because that's my immediate thought is she had too much filler. Right. Because they kept, when they flash back to her in
her
the car.
Her natural lips are pretty thin.
Yeah. And then they went there and it's just like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Like, oh, Bethany.
Yeah.
All right. So Luann meets Jill and Bossy.
Jill Zarin.
I kind of am happy to see Jill.
I am too.
I kind of like her. I do.
It was nice to see her. It looks like she hasn't changed a bit.
But she does look really good. Like, mm-hmm. her face looks good yeah. and clear, mm-hmm. and she looks in great shape, and...
Yeah, she looks great. She
seems to be doing great.
What's her dog's name?
Bossy.
Bossy.
That's a good name.
I love that Luann in her confessional, she's like, they've known each other for 10 years, and they've been there for each other, and they both know what it's going through. Because, you know, Jill's husband of 18 years has passed away, and Luann had a brush with the law. So they, you know, she can relate.
Yeah. It's been rough for me and
yeah,
Jill.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about the Countess. Have you seen the news this week?
I have.
So she's failing her test, her yes. drinking. She apparently has to take
random
tests to see if she's been drinking and yeah. she's failing,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't, I guess part of her, what's it called?
Parole
is that she's not supposed to drink for a year.
Yeah. That's common, especially what...
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, just not drink, period?
Yeah. And okay. that's why they have the random, like, piss test thing.
Okay, and she's failing.
She is, and I'm not surprised, because when I'm watching her in this season,
mm-hmm.
she looks like she is not, like, accepted the whole...
Well, she looks like she's fighting an uphill battle
yeah.
on her own.
Yeah.
And she's not clear, like... completely dialed into it. Like, right. she's more like, I've got this cabaret, I need to buy a new house. And it's right. like, no, dial into what you're fighting this. It's an uphill battle.
Yeah, and she is so just like, I mean, all these little rules that she's putting on herself mm-hmm. that are kind of impossible. I have mm-hmm. to stay this far away from the bar. I have to, if I see a glass of Pinot, it's a, you know, whatever. It's mm-hmm. just like, no, you just have to like dig in and understand. If you want to be sober, you can't drink.
Right. Well, and the thing is everyone keeps mentioning, how are you staying sober at the, even Joel's like, mm-hmm. with your cabaret shows, like you're at bars, and she admits it's hard. And I know that people who go through this, if they're in that sort of lifestyle where drinking is prevalent, they usually have a sober buddy with them
yeah.
because it is so hard. Someone that's right there with them at all times. Like,
I no, totally we're not drinking. Get that.
We're
yeah.
not drinking. We're yeah. not drinking. And it's like, at some point, if it's this hard for her, she's going to have to like choose between a life of sobriety or a life of a cabaret star.
Absolutely.
She's she may be able to figure out how to have both. But it's not going so well.
I don't think it's going well at all. And I think it's very telling that she says that she tells people that she's allergic to alcohol because Jill doesn't drink. And she's like, right. I'm allergic to it.
Right.
And Luann's like, that's what I'm telling people.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's not the truth. Like, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Right.
You know, I have a problem with drinking. I can't drink.
Right.
Well,
I think some alcoholics call it an allergy. I think that's like a common thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it didn't sound like she was doing it in the AA way. It sounded like she was doing it like, I can't drink because I can't.
Oh.
You know, I can't. Okay. I'm not saying that when.
Because you can't.
I don't
want to
admit that I can't handle it. I just, right. you know.
Well, and she does admit that she can't have one or two drinks. Like, she drinks the whole bottle.
Yeah.
And there are different types of alcoholics. There's people who drink every day mm-hmm. and people who will go 2 weeks without drinking and then they'll go on a binge and they can't stop. Like, there are different types.
Sure.
But anyway, so...
Wait, can we just discuss how in the hell did Jill Zarin hit her dog in that carrier with the ball? And you didn't see it. You just heard the...
Yeah, I'm wondering if it just knocked the whole carrier off.
I felt so bad for the little pooch.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. It was so sad.
It was so sad because that little yelping noise was just heartbreaking.
I know.
And don't bring your dog to the tennis court. That's because of that.
Everywhere.
Well, maybe.
They just need a little cage for them to sit in.
Yeah, it's a little safety area.
Uh-huh. So we kind of end this little scene with Jill is dating a new man that Bobby sent her a nice Jewish boy.
Well, I mean, the psychic said she'd be fine, and her dead husband sent her a nice Jewish boy.
I know.
So, yeah, of course.
I'm happy for her.
No, me too.
Yeah, it's good that she can, you know, find some happiness.
Oh, one quick thing, too, that I noticed. I love that Luann, like, finally came to Jesus about her... alcoholism when she was told, not because of any behaviors, not because of any acts she did or bad choices. She's it was because pretty. She's not pretty.
When she drinks. Oh, shit. Now I've really got to stop.
Damn it.
That's like me.
Sign me up.
That's like me. It's like, you want to put some vanity in it? into it, I'm like, done.
Was that your Achilles heel?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so Bethany comes out of court, and she's a complete and total wreck.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. She is shaken.
Losing it. She calls the president of her company. Brent, like, I got to
sell. What's his name? Burnt.
Burnt or something? Yeah. I don't know. Aldi. Kroger. It's Kroger.
We're going to call everyone in Bethany's camps Kroger. Or, well, Kroger and Publix. Anyway.
No, it's Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
No,
she goes, she's like in manic mode.
No, totally. She calls him and is like, we got to sell part of my company. I have too much on my hands. I got to let some air out of the tires. Like, she's seriously like, this is too much.
No, she goes through this litany of things that she does on the day to day. And it's fast. It's manic. She's like breaking down.
Yeah.
She literally looks in that car ride like she's on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
No, for sure. And that's typical for Bethany. Yeah. Doesn't she always kind of have her like, oh, God, I'm going to break down for 5 minutes.
Yeah, she's super,
tomorrow I'll pull it back together.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, and you think about it, she doesn't have those people. She doesn't have that spouse or that mother or that sibling or...
Well, and the one guy who was that guy...
is dead.
Very recently.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, you know...
I'd be spinning if I were her.
And she's got a lot going on. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Tinsley and Dell go out for brunch. Dell orders a mimosa with no orange juice.
It's called champagne.
I know, right? They talk about the upcoming circus, and I don't understand why it's so tied to her dad.
I think because Tinsley had said previously that her dad used to take her and her siblings to the Big Apple Circus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so her and her mom kind of go overboard, like, this is all about your dad.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, it's a little bit grade schoolish kind of thing.
It is. It's like you're kind of building this up and you're making a story in your own mind.
Right.
But Dale thinks that Tinsley's upset with her dad. And this I have trouble believing. She's like, you know, he didn't have any, he was a great dad. They were very close. And then all of a sudden, as she put it, he got sick.
Yeah.
So what, he was fine and then started drinking and died?
Well, I think that what she's saying is, like, for many years he didn't seem to have a problem with alcohol. And then it's like, it to them it seemed to come on, which I think can happen.
I guess.
Maybe there was something that set it off in his life that she's not telling us about. Maybe his mistress broke up with him or died. Or,
oh, something more seedy. Yeah.
Like, or, you know, like a bad business deal went wrong.
Right.
And it kind of set him off. Like, who knows?
Right.
But I do think there could have been like this turning point to where he had an alcohol problem.
I think that both of these women kind of tell their own biography, like, you know, they kind of rewrite it so that it's perfect for them.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So they move on to Scott.
Yes, they do. And, you know, this is the first time I've heard, like, a reasonable kind of, like, okay, I get it now, like, explanation from Tinsley.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, one side of him was so encouraging and so proud of me, and he wanted to support me in every way. And then the other side, there was this lack of control. All of a sudden, he's being Googled.
Uh-huh.
And he can't see, and he's seeing this image of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, wait, this is my girlfriend, but this is also this person. And for some reason, he was worried that this person that he saw, this image that he didn't feel he knew, was going to leave him.
Right.
He just couldn't grasp it, which I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
I mean, it
to
does.
To me, it made sense.
I'm kind of in a conundrum at this point.
Because you are.
I am, a little. Because Tinsley, it seems like what she wants more than anything is a committed relationship with Scott.
Right.
But he doesn't want her to have this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she would have to give up the housewives gig.
Right.
To be with Scott.
Right.
But she's not willing to do that.
Well, I don't know that she's not willing to do that. It's that she needed a commitment from him. She was like, all right, let's get married, let's get engaged, and I leave New York and come here and let's build our life together.
Right. Oh, she knew that before she would quit?
Well, I mean...
Oh, for her, I see what you're saying.
You know, well, she's like, why would I leave my life if you're not committing to me?
Right,
and
I get that.
Yeah, it was... it was just kind of like she wasn't getting like the full commitment from him to make her be like, yeah, I'm willing to leave. But I kind of feel like she would have. She would have been like, here's a ring. I want to marry you. I love you more than anything. Like, you know, can you come live in, like, let's build our life together and then talk about the life they want to build together.
Right.
But it was more like,
Well, and I'm not saying too. I think that Tinsley should be able to have both. Like, she should,
sure,
you know.
Sure. But I do think she would have given right. up the New York life and the public life. If he had said, hey, like, here's a ring. I want to marry you. I love you more than anything. Let's start our life together. Let's have babies. And she would have naturally, like, come done to it. Chicago and started this other life with him.
I don't think that if a relationship this, I think that a tumultuous relationship, uh-huh. like, if you fall in love and that's it.
Right.
Nothing matters.
Right.
You're going
right.
to make it work.
Exactly.
And this is not
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it just wasn't.
Yeah.
It definitely wasn't. But yeah, she like lets out some real emotions. Mm-hmm. She's just like, he really did love me. He just couldn't figure out how to make this work. And to her, it's kind of like, and you know, and then she mentions how he wrote her last night.
Yeah.
And there was a point where he was looking at rings and there were all these details
yeah.
and Del hits the nail on the head.
She does.
She
Mommy
does.
Dearest actually can't, you know, catch
yeah,
some.
She's like, my problem with Scott is that he won't let her go, but he won't take her either.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Tinsley, he talked about the ring, but he didn't buy you one.
He, yeah.
It's like.
Difference.
Yeah. Big difference. All right, let's move on to Dorinda and Sonia. They went to see the screening of The Hustle.
You know, this kind of bugged me. This was
it was
so
advertisement
yes,
of the movie.
Yes, God.
I know, it's kind of weird, right?
It was so, it wasn't even subliminal
Sonia's
advertising.
Like,
it was
and what about this part in the movie? And I love this part in the movie. And how does it relate to The Housewives?
Yeah,
it was kind of annoying.
It felt gross to me.
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of ignore it.
Yeah.
Sonia's like looking at the movie or the menu. And she's like, is that frogwa or fish tacos? She's got it like up to her face. She's like, I don't feel like putting on my glasses because there's some cute boys in here.
Yeah. I hate that friggin' yeah. cute boys thing.
I know.
But.
I know. But then they bring up Dorinda, or they bring up Tinsley. And Dorinda mm-hmm. says, it's weird how one night she can't even call this man who's supposed to be buying her a ring and they spent the whole summer together. And the next day they're completely broken up. And Sonia's like, she's fine. She feels great. As fresh as a daisy.
I don't know about that, Sonia. You know, these women speculating, like, they talk about Tinsley as if they are 100%, like, this is the facts.
Well, and Dorinda does say, I think that Tinsley's holding her cards close to her chest.
Mm-hmm.
So she does say, I don't think she's given us the full picture of their relationship and her feelings.
That's true. You're right.
But
they do mention that they don't know anything about
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah.
I find that weird.
No, totally. She's not being open about this situation. She's kept it very close. And it's probably because of the personality Scott has and
yeah.
his issues with it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They feel kind of motherly to her.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Yeah.
Yeah, they want her to be happy and they're looking at it from the outside going, this is not good for you.
And it does kind of seem like Tinsley's not even on her own side in this battle.
Yeah.
A little
well,
bit.
And Sonia says, like, I don't think getting married or having kids will make you happy. Like, she's like, Tinsley
yeah.
has to work on herself.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Oh.
In my wise years, I would say that's true, Sonia.
Sonia, good one. All right, so we move on. Ramona and Barbara.
Ramona's taking Barbara shopping.
They're shopping together after that totally awkward exchange at the
yeah.
spa.
How would you like going in this, it's called the Trunk
the
Club.
The Trunk Club, yeah.
Where a stylist has pulled clothes from mm-hmm. who knows where
mm-hmm.
and is like going to try outfits for you.
I wouldn't like it.
I would hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so freaking picky.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to go through 30 outfits and maybe find like, well, I did like that shirt. You know what I mean? Well, like, I'm so, so picky.
Yeah, and I don't like the idea, like, nobody's in my head. I not like, right? I just don't, I can't picture somebody going, okay, because, you know, you can kind of paint me with.
Well, she had never met Barbara.
Yeah. Oh, and my in fact, God. When Barbara goes in.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about what Barbara geez. Says. Okay. It's so terrible.
It's so, get the lead out. Like, that's her reference to Zeppelin.
Have you heard that? Is that a reference?
I have never heard that. Now, listen.
I meant to ask my husband.
I was going to ask my husband, too.
Yeah.
But Barbara's younger than me.
Okay. She says, I want to be cool, edgy, fun, because I love rock and roll. It's like, this is the first time we've ever heard of rock and roll. Yeah. Like, there's nothing in your house. There's nothing you've said or done that makes you seem like one of these rock and roll chicks.
And the yeah, she's, it's so weird.
And that both Ramona and the stylist are like, when she says, did you ever get the lead out?
Yeah.
And it's like, what? They're like, we have no idea what you're talking
and
about.
And Ramona's old enough to have been around.
I guess, yeah.
When Zeppelin. Well, yeah. She's older than my husband, so, you know. Yeah. Anyway, Ramona thinks she's talking about geometry. I don't know where the
and
fuck
then
that
Ramona
came from.
Ramona walks off very weirdly.
Yeah,
like
I don't even get this, but there's
helping
champagne,
herself to
so
champagne.
We're good. Yeah,
like she's not offered it, but she's like, hey, I'm gonna go help myself.
Oh my God,
no, it is crazy. And then, so Barbara starts getting dressed. She comes out, and her first outfit, she's like, this is very J-Lo. I'm like, I don't know why you think that's J-Lo. There's nothing about it that seemed J-Lo to me.
Every reference made about all of these clothes were off the mark. But then again, they could have been directly on the mark because I couldn't stop looking at that fucking horn necklace around her neck. That's all I could see. I couldn't see anything
she's
else.
She's worn that. She's obsessed with that. Oh. She's obsessed. So Ramona, you know, is loving her look. She's giving her all these compliments.
Oh, my God. All of a sudden, Barbara's her favorite person on the planet.
I know. And Barbara says to her, she's like, my mother has no filter. She can make you feel horrible, but at the end of the day, she always has the best of intentions. She never delivered it right. And Ramona's like if someone said that to me, I'd be, like, kind of crushed and a little defensive. Because she's basically saying, you're like my mother.
Yeah, my mother that I don't get along with, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's like, my mom, she was, like, horrible in this way, even though she didn't mean it.
You're like that.
Yeah, you're like that. And it would just be like, okay, like, let me down easy. But Ramona's just like, I'm so glad she told me that, because I don't want to be that person. It's like, okay.
You know, with Ramona, it's always the opposite of what a normal person would think.
I know. But
they do end up having a homance. I kind of like that homance.
Homance.
That made me laugh. And I love that. Here's fucking Ramona, so typical. I'm not a hoe, but yeah, okay. No, homance, but I'm not a hoe. Oh, my God.
All right,
so we go to Luann. Mm-hmm. She's rehearsing her cabaret show.
Yes, she is.
And she is hosting, and she literally says this, the biggest party in New York City.
Well, I think she says the biggest Halloween party.
In New York City?
Well, yeah. I don't know. I was like, oh, so she's got the biggest one.
Biggest in New York City. I mean,
someone's got to host it.
I guess so, but oh my God.
I mean, they're doing a video to promote the sale of tickets.
For the biggest.
I don't know why you have to promote it if it's the biggest.
If it's the biggest party in New York City. Like yeah. Clearly, what I do for most, when I have the biggest party in Nashville, like I do every year, I do a photo shoot and send out a video invitation.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And then I dress up my well over the age of wearing sexy nurse costumes.
Did you like the back picture of her, like the young picture of her in her real nurse
outfit? Oh my God!
And I was like, whoa!
She doesn't even look the same at
And it's like, there's no like youthful glow.
Nothing. No, yeah. She looks like a matrix. She looks like Nurse Ratched.
Yeah.
And here's another thing that, but everything about this bugged me. She walks in, Luann does, and she's like, this is sick. Yeah. This is going to be the sickest Halloween party ever. Now, at her age, Unless she's referring to the fact that it's like actual, it's like I have a cold, right. This is sick, and this is hospital stuff. Don't ever say sick. It sounds for goddamn ridiculous.
Luann, take some notes.
Oh my God.
We're trying to help you out. All right, so Barbara.
Becky, that's sick. Oh. Would you ever say that?
No.
I know.
No, I don't talk like that. I'm ridiculous. I'm age appropriate. I'm not ridiculous. I'm age appropriate. I am ridiculous, but I'm also age appropriate.
I mean, I'm off the charts ridiculous, but I am 100% age appropriate.
Exactly. So Barbara and Sonia show up. They go to see the costumes. And so we see we see Sonia and Luann dress up. Mm-hmm. As nurses and mm-hmm. do some photos. I didn't see any videos, but whatever.
It's the hospice from hell.
Yes, mm-hmm. for sure.
And you know what else?
What?
Like, they dressed all, like, it was so gross that they're dressing up, like, in sexy nurses when, listen, people, you can you-porn that shit. It's everywhere. Sexy nurse. You don't need to see these old ladies doing it. But on top of all that, they're wearing, like, actual nursing shoes.
Nope. I noticed that. Like, the, like, no heels, like, comfort only, like, terrible looking. Like, nobody could think you're sexy in those shoes.
Oh, man, it was so
bad. Like, what were they thinking?
There is something to be said for aging gracefully, ladies.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know.
Yes. So Bethany shows up to her office with wet hair, a hat, and just had a facial.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
because
boy, did she.
Because her skin is the worst in 10 years.
It's
all this stress. She's got to sell this company.
She really does. Her face looks a mess.
Yeah. Yeah, to save her face.
Yeah.
So she, skinny girl has had multiple offers, and she's going to sell half, but also have control of the creative, and I think she's going to be the face of the brand.
I don't know. I kind of got bored hearing all the details. I'm just like, you're going to end up with a big bunch of money. Just go have fun.
The one thing I did think was interesting that's just, I feel like so relatable. She said that it feels good that the big brands are interested in skinny girl, this like thing, this company that she has built. Like, she built it from the ground
up.
Oh,
man, yeah.
But she said, I still feel like that young girl struggling to make it work. And I'm like, I think that's so relatable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in whatever you do, like, you're like a parent. I remember, like, having a baby at the hospital and then, like, okay, you can go home. And I'm like, what, they're going to let me take this baby home with me? Like, you know, and here I am, like, 12 years later, like, oh, God, I'm in charge of this.
Yeah, I'm still
kids.
In charge.
Aren't I 22?
I know. Yeah, I think, but
it's
also because
it's super relatable,
she,
and it's just nice and kind of a little bit shocking to hear, like, someone who's built this just feels like, I still feel like that same person.
Well, I think when you reach kind of success later in life,
mm-hmm.
you have that, she has struggled. So
yeah.
She knows what's, why can I say that?
What are you trying to say?
She knows what that's like.
Oh, you can say
wow.
It. Just slow down a little, Raquel.
A little too much Jack Daniels this morning, sorry. So, I mean, there's probably a lot of fear. Like, mm-hmm. I don't ever want to go back there. So, you know,
right.
It's not like she did this at 17 and she doesn't know anything
right.
else but success.
Right. No, totally.
I do have a problem because she does also use the word sickest.
Oh, the sickest party.
Oh, my God. Bethany.
Bethany, Luann, what is wrong with you?
Stop
you guys
it.
Are pushing 50. Come on.
I mean, is this, just skip it. There's other slang you can use that won't make you sound so old and white.
I know. It's going to be uber spectacular.
It's uber, like totally. Oh, my God.
That's what you should say. Uber spectacular.
Oh, my God. It's dope.
Righteous. Okay,
all
let's
right.
get on to the Big Apple Circus. Can I just say, I mean, all the costumes and everything, I do feel like in the beginning, or the shots we've seen are like the kind of like VIP tent.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
But it's like over the top amazing.
Dude.
Take me to the VIP tent of the Big Apple
right
Circus.
Right fucking now.
I know, right?
When Dale's at the bar getting that whatever concoction it was served in that
popcorn drink.
In a popcorn box?
Did you hear that there was saline in it?
What?
It was tequila, like a popcorn liqueur, saline, and lime. She asked
saline?
That's what the bartender said. She said, "What's in the drink?" And she gave her the rundown. Saline.
Oh my God, do you think they're actual tears of a clown?
Absolutely. Those salty tears making that drink perfect.
You got some poor clown back there crying into the cups.
OMG. And did you notice all the, like, I mean, there was so much candy in the drinks. They had Twizzlers for straws.
I mean,
it was ridiculous.
I would have a headache for weeks after that, but I would
be
worth
it. But they were all
gnawing on it. It would be so worth it.
I also have to say, so these ladies are dressed in cocktail attire.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say, Dorinda's outfit was circus amazing.
What? I didn't notice. Was it white?
It was, we only really saw her walking up.
Like, with John?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she had on these black and white striped pants with red shoes. And it was like, of course, that's what you would wear to the circus.
Dorinda knows the circus.
She looked so amazing and appropriate.
She is in her own backyard.
OMG. Yes. So
I love that Sonia is sauntering down the street. And she looks like she's...
She's like, do I need to show a little more cleavage?
Oh my God. It's like she's, every passing car is yelling hooker at her. Like, that's what she was talking about. Like, oh, well, no wonder you don't even notice when someone calls you a hooker.
I know, right? So, Tinsley.
You know who's not dressed good?
Who, Ramona?
No, when they get in, Dorinda looks at Dale and she's like, you're dressed like a child.
She was wearing one of Tinsley. She didn't bring a nice dress. She was like, I didn't know it'd be cocktail attire. She did have on little Mary Janes.
The best.
I know.
You're dressed like a child.
So after Tinsley, you know, chats with her friends, she goes back to get made up. And the ladies talk about how great she seems since she broke up with Scott. Mm-hmm. Like, she looks as light as a feather.
It's like the three aunties talking about their...
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Can we talk about Tinsley's outfit?
Circus outfit?
She's dressed up like a doll. Do you remember Sonia talking about her? She's this doll you put on the shelf.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's like she is dressed up like a doll.
To me, she looked like a fairy clown.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking like a little doll.
She
like
does. She looks like a little... Oh, she totally looks like a living doll.
Know,
yeah.
Yeah. Like the big pink cheeks.
Well, she's freaking out because she can't keep her mic on.
I know. It's, like, so dramatic.
I know.
It's like, oh, my God, Tinsley. Like, after seeing her part, I was like, seriously.
Okay. Can we just talk about this for a second?
Yes. Okay. First off, she comes down on a spinning ring. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I'm so dizzy.
Yeah. Into her mic. Like, keep that inside because you really only have two things.
Do you want me to say what she says?
I would love it.
I wrote down exactly her line because it only took a second.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tinsley Mortimer, your guest ringmaster for the evening. Welcome to the Big Apple Circus. Now on with the show. And that was it.
Really?
That was it.
She's
like
done.
You would think she would come in and out.
That's what I thought she was like the guest kind of.
And now we have the horses.
Yeah.
And look at the trapeze artists.
When they said
and
she was
amazing.
Done, I know. I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me? What?
No.
What?
I know.
Why? Why do you even?
I know.
Why? Why?
I know. Dorinda expected more.
Everyone expected more.
Okay, so let's go to the ladies sitting, like Tinsley comes down and they're just like, oh my God, you were so amazing.
I know.
I couldn't say my name as cool as you said your name.
Yeah.
And then Sonia, like, takes the baby from the man behind her. It's like, what are you doing, Sonia? I'm just downing some wine and holding some random baby. Like,
I would totally do that. I gotta be honest. Like, if there was, she was probably, like, right behind Sonia.
She was cute.
She was
and well-behaved.
Freaking adorable.
She was adorable.
Adorable and kept, like, she was just entranced with the whole show. She didn't say a peep.
She was fine with it. I know.
And so, like, I could, if there was a little kid, she'd probably lean in over Sonia. And I would be like, oh, like, I'm in the front row. This little kid should probably.
Yeah.
I would say, hand me your goddamn kid. I'll sit her on my lap.
Give me that goddamn kid.
Yeah. Give your goddamn kid. She's going to have fun. And she did. Like, I loved all of that. It just was
perfect. No, but
perfect
it was also ridiculous because you're handing it to the crazy lady who's down in wine.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a little questioning on the judgment of the parents.
No.
But I do love, like, Sonia's. So guess what else we learned in this? Sonia is just fine with poop.
Why wouldn't she be?
I mean, poodles, cats, her own.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well. So Ramona leaves because she has a date, which pisses Dorinda off. She's like, if something looks better, like, she's just like, what's better? Something's better than this. I'm going to go find it.
Well, and she's like, she's like, what a bitch.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's like, that looks better. That tastes better. That look, you know.
Yeah.
And it's totally Ramona.
No, it is. It is. She's constantly on the move. Like,
I mean, I found that a little rude.
I mean,
you could argue both ways, I think, but I think
the thing is Ramona does it to everyone.
She does.
It's not just Tinsley. It's not just the circus. She left Bethany. I mean, she wants to get it all in.
I think, though, she should have mentioned it at least. Like, I can only stay through the beginning part, but it's like, it looks like the way that they set it up that she was like, okay, Tinsley's done. I'm bored.
No, for sure. She probably didn't have to leave that early, but she probably just got bored.
Yeah.
And thought, I can go grab a drink and meet up with someone else and do something else. Like, I'm done here.
Yeah, because the attention was not on her, so she needed to go somewhere where that was happening.
All right, so let's get to the really fun part of the circus.
Okay.
Sonia gets the kid back so we can all relax.
Thank you, yeah.
And then she's pulled out into the audience on the circus floor.
Uh-huh.
And she does a little act with, I mean, he seems kind of like a clown, but he's not dressed like what you think of as a clown.
No, no.
He's like that funny kind of.
Yeah, like, I don't know what his role.
I didn't see any clowns. I just thought it was kind of like a modern-y day clown type of act.
Yeah, audience participation.
She kills it.
She camps it up as much as possible.
I mean, and she did two somersaults in that dress. It was shocking.
She's the life of the goddamn circus.
Okay, this is what I don't understand. Do you think it was pre-planned?
I don't. Well, no, I don't.
The thing is later on in the evening, Dale was like, I was surprised that Tinsley's part was shorter than Sonia's, as if
there were parts assigned.
Yes.
Oh, good point.
Yes.
I mean, there might have been a heads up.
Yeah. Like, I mean, she this was just could very on point of every little thing.
Yeah. I wonder if there was, like, yeah, I wonder if they had maybe gave them this disclaimer, like, okay, ladies, you're all going to the circus to watch Tinsley. There's a chance that you could be called out for some audience participation.
Right, right, right.
Because I don't think anyone's that natural, just like,
right.
You know, she wasn't even shocked. When the guy came over to shake her hand, she stood up and kissed him.
Yeah.
So,
you're right.
It's interesting.
I don't know. But whatever, she killed it, whether it was planned or not.
I know, she totally killed it.
She totally killed it. It was so impressive and hilarious.
It was awesome. Yeah. But, and while she is hitting it, Tinsley's hitting that bottle.
Oh, my gosh. All we see is drink after drink after drink, Tinsley.
Yeah.
And she had said before, I'm going to have 5 glasses of wine.
Yeah,
which is a lot of wine. If I had 5 glasses, I'd be like curled up somewhere.
Well,
like,
yeah. She was like, she's getting like crazy.
She's party time.
Oh my
party
God.
Party time. Tinsley was out. And then she grabs the butt.
Oh my God. She and Sonia physically assault the trapeze artist.
I know. And it's like, you know, they kind of like laugh it off, but I'm like, had the gender roles been reversed?
No, that's not cool.
Hell no.
Well, just as a performer.
Can you imagine a man grabbing a woman's ass? Like, how much, like, holy shit.
Yeah.
It would not be cool.
It would be grounds for assault.
Yeah.
And also, just as the respect to a performer.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, God, don't.
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't know that she actually got a hold of him.
Yeah, it looked like she was close, but he turned around. So
yeah, yeah. Something. She may have touched him, but I don't know that she actually grabbed him.
But that was not cool.
Oh, my God. And Dorinda notices. She's like, all right, I got to get these ladies out of here before something naughty happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not going well. There's too many tight pants and too much drinking.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then all hell breaks loose.
Well, Sonia bails.
Sonia bails, Dorinda leaves, and Dale and Tinsley sit down at the circus to have it out, their mom to daughter talk.
And this is exactly how I would plan my mother-daughter talk. I want to be at the circus.
Dressed like a baby doll.
Dressed like a baby doll with people all around.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be drunk as could possibly be.
I know.
And I want to have to yell all of my feelings at you because you can't hear.
The thing about Tinsley is I like her. I really, really like her.
Yeah.
But I feel like she, you know, the way she was raised, you know, just going to a boarding school or whatever, you don't really, like, express, you put on airs or whatever.
Yes.
And like seeing her express and cry, it just always seems so fake to me. Even though I'm not saying it is, but to me it's just kind of like, seems like this dramatic show.
She definitely, I think she seems very emotionally
stunted.
Stunted.
Yeah. Sad.
It is, because that whole scene with, I mean, you're not proud of me. You did a good job. No, I didn't. You know, yeah. It's like yeah. something you would expect to hear from yeah. a 10-year-old.
No, I know.
She's, and it was uncomfortable to watch.
No, it was weird. She's like, I feel like I need your approval, and I don't know why. I feel like an idiot. Why do I need your approval so much? And her mom's like, okay, if you need it, you got it. You were fabulous.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she just keeps going on, and finally Del realizes, honey, this is not about me. You just went through this breakup.
Yeah.
Like, you're breaking, which, you know, makes sense.
It does.
It does. And any, for any person, like, you go through this breakup, and there's this point to where you're like, you've held it together, and you're just like, oh my God, this sucks, mm-hmm. and I can't hold it together anymore, and I just need a good cry, mm-hmm. you know, kind of thing. And I think that's what
I mean,
it
most
was.
People don't do it dressed as a doll at the circus.
No, but she's like, I'm sad and I'm depressed, I'm not happy, I'm miserable.
She had what we all do. She had her own little drunken pity party.
She did.
She just happened to do it.
Right.
At the circus.
On national TV.
On TV.
I know.
In a doll's outfit.
I know.
Which...
I know. And Del tries so hard. It's kind of weird, but it's also kind of endearing because you see Del like, you're stronger than this. You just, you know, basically pull your pants up and do what you got to do. But then at the same time, she's just like, oh, you're my baby. Like,
you know. And you know, I'm not a fan of Dale's in the way that she mothers, but right. I also have to give her the fact that she knows her daughter.
Right.
So I think she knows exactly mm-hmm. what she's doing, right. what she needs to say, where she mm-hmm. needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give her that. I think she handled it in the way that she knows, you know, like, obviously I don't know Tinsley and I wouldn't know how, like I would be just, what the fuck are you doing? But yeah. her mom's there and she's right. doing the mom role that she knows to do.
Sure.
And all I can say... After all of this,
oh my God,
poor Tinsley.
No, it's a rough season, Tinsley. We are feeling for
oh,
you,
man,
and we're ready for you to get past this.
We are.
We really are. We didn't do any shout outs at the beginning of our episode, which we normally do.
Oh, I forgot.
Well, I have a shout out. We have one girlfriend, a personal girlfriend that listens to every episode, and we'll get random texts about the things we say. And I just want to say, Duke, you're my very favorite friend ever.
Oh my God. Except for me. You're my very favorite friend.
You're our very favorite
friend. You're our very favorite friend.
Ever. And we can say that because you're our one friend that listens.
I know. No, I think we have more friends that listen. But Duke, you are so sweet. You always give us the best little shout out, little encouragements.
I know.
We love you.
And we love that you love our show.
I know.
Thank you for listening.
I know. And we love all the rest of you too. Thank you for listening and please rate, subscribe, review.
Yes.
5 stars is always the best.
We're Housewives on Housewives.
And we are at Gmail. We're on Instagram. We're on mm-hmm. Twitter. Mm-hmm. We're on iTunes.
But we don't really understand Twitter, so excuse us.
Oh my God, that shit's hard.
Any tips? Let us know.
I know. Yeah, help
you
us out.
You want to manage our Twitter for us? Let us know.
Yes, please. but the best thing you can do is give us a 5-star review or mm-hmm. rating and then give us a nice little review on iTunes because we do want to take this a little further. We're working on it. We have some summer plans. We'll hit you guys up with those. But it's hard for us to do this because Becky's a working mom and I'm a working...
Not mom.
But it's still exhausting. Anyway, you guys know what we're talking about.
You do have a couple of dogs and a cat.
I do. But, you know, we want to try to
and
elevate.
You're never an empty nester when you have, you know, a husband at home.
Never.
You got some toenails to clip.
Oh, no. Anywho, all right, you guys. Thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it. We hope you like it as much as we love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we will talk to you next week. My tagline. Nobody puts me in a box unless it's a fucking popcorn box from the circus.
And two opinions are always better than one, especially if they're both mine. Mm. You guys have a great week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.